Well, Brian, looking ahead to the Oscar Trainer Trophy quarterfinal this weekend against the North Eastern League, I suppose, since he's overcome the United Churches League in the last 12 of the competition. How's preparations been for you ahead of this one?
It's been grand, actually, to be fair. You know, it's a month now since we played, and, you know, we missed 1 week training with June to the weather and that there, the storms, and that's why we didn't train 1 week, but every other week we've been doing something at least once a week, and we, you know, we're for along with the club training, and we had a match this week here against Finn Harps on Wednesday night, Finn Harps 19s, which was a final match for preparation before we play Sunday, you know. So preparations have been quite good, to be fair, and the boys seem very upbeat and ready to go.
Owen Sheridan is a doubt for the game. You don't have too many injury worries. Tell us how things are sitting at the moment, Brian.
Well, Owen has had a hamstring problem for the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of common knowledge around the place. And he played a few weeks ago against Glenmae, and he only lasted 4 or 5 minutes in the pitch to come off again. So he's been a physio, and he's been in the hydropole there, Kenny, and he's a bit of bruising on top of his hamstring muscle. So this is the big problem we have with it. So he was working hard all week, but he's 50-50 at the moment. But it's, you know, even at that, it's the way that the ground is at the moment, soft ground wouldn't suit him. So, you know, unless he's 110%, he'll not be featuring at all, I wouldn't think.
Everybody else okay at the moment? I suppose that's not a bad complaint to have this time off the year, Brian, given the heavy pitches and the schedule of games that have been played at the moment and the situation that you're in going into this game. It's not a bad one to be in, is it?
No, it's not. Not to be fair, we've a couple of wee niggles from Wednesday night when we played Harps. Nothing serious now, just more bumps and bruises. But, you know, we've got them. They're being looked at the moment, but they're not match. They'll be match fit for Sunday. And then has wee knocks. But as I say, Owen's only a major concern we have at the moment. But everybody else should be there. And, you know, and as I say, it's good enough going in this time of year. We've no suspensions going into the competition or at this stage, and we have no major injuries, as I say, bar Owen. So myself and the boys are fairly happy the way things have gone, you know.
What do you know about the North Eastern League? Obviously, when you get to this stage of the competition, you meet some of the big hitters. Are they seen as one of the big hitters and one of the best teams in the competition, are they, Brian?
Well, the way I would look at it is, if you're in a quarter-final, like, there's going to be no bad teams in it. You know, they won their 3 group games, came out with 9 points. You know, they scored something like, it was 8 goals and conceded only 5. And, you know, the wee things they got there, you know, it doesn't set alarm bells ringing, but, you know, it tells you that they're not a bad side. You know, they're coming from the North Eastern country, so they're picking from the likes of Meath and Louth and East Cavan, they take out. So, and they have a couple of players that have played in the Leicester Senior League over the years and the Underage Leagues and that there. So, you know, and we're told that they've one player that's next Junior International in Barry Cavan. So, they're not going to be bad. You know, as I say, we know we've got a good bit of work done on them. We spoke to them. We had them watch there Wednesday night again. They were now house friendly, one of the boys. And then Paul Sweeney, who plays with us, actually teaches with one of the players is playing, but he's suspended this weekend. So, you know, all in all, we've got our preparation done the last 3 weeks in regards to where we're at. Listen, as I say, you can do all the preparation in the world, but that doesn't mean anything when you go to the pitch to start with. You know, it just gives you an idea and gives you a feeler for where you should be. But in saying that, we're going to be fairly confident in how we play and you know, hopefully the boys turn up on Sunday hopefully it goes our way, you know.
Just before we look at your own situation, the North Eastern League, what sort of style do they play and where's their real threats going to come from, do you know, Brian?
Well, what we've been told, they play with a 3-5-2 formation. They play with two like out-and-out wingers, and they have two centre-forward, one out-and-out centre-forward, and one drops off. And they're very good defensively, we've been told, in regards to the three big, strong, rigid centre-halves. And you know, we've trying to speak to the boys in regards to how to play against that. And, you know, and we've been told that we need to watch our wide players, and the centre forward needs to be watched. And they have a couple of kind of, if they've two midfielders that are fairly good, you know, mobile up and down. But you know, saying that, we have players in there that can do the same job. So hoping that might cancel each other out in regards of styles. Obviously, we'll not play the same way as them. But you know, I'm not bothered really how they play. It's just I'm more worried how we play against them. And hopefully, if we turn up and perform to how we can, we might hopefully get squeezed through, you know.
Very much a squad game, this tournament, and you've made numerous changes through the course of the competition. There was 3 in the last game against the United Churches. Can we expect more of the same, more changes this weekend, Brett?
Oh, you can. As I say, I'm not going to give none away now, because in fairness to the boys, you know, they've been very, very good in their preparation and their application towards the things at the start, and their attitude has been A1. And you know, as I say, there will be a few changes this week. There might be a change of formation as well due to the team we're playing. But, you know, all in all, as I said, the boys know the competition for places is there, and which is very important in any team, no matter if it's a club team or if it's a county team or whatever, maybe you need to have that competition because you need the boys between their toes, and that's what we've had this year. You know, I think we've the best players in the Donegal playing us at the moment. You know, there might be one or two we didn't get due to one reason or another, but saying that, I was happy enough with what we got, and each of them know that, you know, on any given Sunday they could be called upon, and they have to be ready for it, and you know, and that's, to be fair to them, they've been fantastic that way, you know. And you know, some of them didn't play a while at game, haven't got a while at game time, but you know, they're still coming up to the cause, and you know, and that's a sign of fantastic application from themselves, you know, and that's what we're happy with.
And it's all trying to get to a place where the Donegal League haven't been in some time, Brian, and we all know what that is, to get success at a national level, and this is another hurdle in trying to get as far as that aim.
Yeah, well, listen, we came in last year, myself and Peter and Tommy and Mark came in last year, and we had a big talk about it. You know, we came back in this year. We were disappointed after last year how it ended in Sligo. We didn't qualify. And we came back in this year that, you know, we got the players in early. We got them in the end of August. We talked to them. And we said, listen, this is what we want. And if you want to buy into it, you know, buy into it. If you don't come in. But to be fair to them, like, we started off in the panel of 23. We lost a few players for one reason or another. And, you know, we're down to the panel of 20. You know, as I say, it's been tough in the last few weeks with training. But, you know, our emphasis was to get out of the group. We've done that. We beat the UCL. You know, the hooker recruit will get past them. You know, this now is a new area for us. It's a long, long time. So it's just close to 13 or 14 years since we've always in the quarterfinals. But our aim, and we had a good talk about it on Wednesday night after the game, is we need to get to the semi-final and we need to get past these boys. And, you know, the draw, everybody knows the draw has been made and the winners are away to Clare. You know, so, you know, the way, as I said to them after Christmas, every game now is a final, and if you want it, you go under the door, but that's the way we've been looking at it. So.
And just finally, we'll not look towards the semi-final. Hopefully we'll be talking about that another day. But back at the Moss and Dromahal, it's another home game for you, Brian. And when you're in a situation like that, you have to make home advantage count.
Definitely. And you know, great respect out to the Dromahal club. Like, they've given us the facilities because the Balliar pitch is not available at the present time. And, you know, there's other pitches in this time of year, it's heavy. But it's nearly our home venue last for all our games that we've played, you know, and hearing it all and all that, there, they've been fantastic, and the way we've been treated, you know, and as I say, home advantage is a massive thing, you know, and we're hoping that these boys mightn't travel as well. But listen, it's on the day, and I believe if the boys have the right attitude, apply themselves rightly to the game, that we might get a result if we do things properly. You know, if we become sloppy and disrespect the players for play, that's when you get picked off. So, as I said to the boys on Wednesday, it's all about, you know, having the right attitude and going on and trying to get the result to clear.
Brian, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck on Sunday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you heading into a semi-final next time.
All right, thank you, Ashley.